Radio News.
Hello, I'm Madeline Riddell. The Prime Minister says Australia will close any loopholes in travel restrictions between Australia and India after Qatar Airways confirmed that travellers could fly via Doha. From Canberra, Amanda Kopp reports.
Loopholes in the travel ban with India have allowed some travellers to return to Australia via Doha. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government mistakenly believed that a two-week quarantine requirement in Doha would prevent that from happening, but says they later found out it didn't apply to airport transfers with a negative COVID test.
Those transit passengers, the airline's advisors are no longer coming through from Doha.
Australia has imposed a travel ban on flights from India until May 15 due to the rapidly escalating COVID-19 situation. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News, Canberra.
The federal opposition leader says he's glad Australia has advocates like Brittany Higgins and Grace Tame forging strong pathways for women. Anthony Albanese has met with Ms. Higgins, a former Liberal staff member, to discuss the treatment of women within Parliament. Ms. Higgins went public about her sexual assault in a ministerial office earlier this year, sparking national rallies over the mistreatment of women. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says he and Ms. Higgins discussed ways Parliament can improve the treatment of women.
She has shown incredible courage to speak out on behalf of not just herself, but other women. It gives me great hope for this country that people like Grace Tame and Brittany Higgins have emerged as courageous women.
Brittany Higgins is also due to meet the Prime Minister today. Officials are investigating a breach at Queensland Airport after a COVID-19 positive person was allowed into the international terminal's COVID green zone. Two travellers who arrived from Papua New Guinea were allowed to mingle with travel bubble passengers for 2 hours yesterday. One of the individuals has returned a positive test result for COVID-19, sparking calls from Queensland Health for anyone who was present on the day to monitor their symptoms. Brisbane Airport officials have put the case down to human error, saying the travellers were mistakenly directed to the airport's green zone. Two Australian men are due in court today, charged over a $300 million methamphetamine bust in the Netherlands. They're the latest to be apprehended in a 2-year joint investigation with police in the Netherlands. 13 people have now been charged over the operation, in which police say an Australian-based criminal syndicate tried to take possession of 150 kilograms of methamphetamine in Queensland in late 2019. The two latest arrests are men, both from Sydney's inner west. They've been extradited to Queensland to face court today. In the AFL, Gold Coast Suns coach Stuart Dew is urging his team to produce the same form this weekend as it did in last week's stunning win over the high-flying Swans when they take on Collingwood at the MCG. The Suns swarmed the Swans to clinch the match by 40 points, and Dew says the swarming tactic will hamper the struggling Magpies, who've slipped to 17th with just one win from 6 matches. And 3-time Premiership star Jack Gunston is poised to return from injury to bolster a Hawthorn side chasing consecutive wins for the first time this season against St Kilda.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5.
It's 4 minutes past one here on Alive 90.5. This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Guys, we've been speaking with Jamie Small and Rob Bruss. It's been an incredible conversation so far. And we're currently sitting at 22.5 degrees. Bit of a hazy day, it says here. Tops of 24. Tomorrow, it's going to be possible showers, potentially 50% chance of rain, 24 degrees at the top. And on Sunday, 24 degrees, mostly sunny.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
Here on Alive 90.5, we are having some current technical difficulties trying to bring up the traffic for you. Well, at Lane Cove Road, North Ryde, we have a breakdown of a truck. One of three northbound lanes are closed. You might want to take another route if you're going out there. In Ku-ring-gai Chase, General San Martin Drive between Macars Creek Road and Vellet Trail, there's been a hazard. There's been a reduction burn. In Mount White on the M1 Pacific Motorway just past Mount White Interchange, there's been a breakdown of a truck. Northbound traffic is affected. Might want to have a look at your, or reassess your route. It's 5 minutes past one here on Alive 90.5. Mario, how are you feeling?
But that's, you know, like my mic doesn't work. That's okay. You know, just forgot about me. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, 90.5. Business Insights with Matt and Mario. We are truly privileged to have the two great entrepreneurs in our studio. Robert Bruce, who left military but still decided to be go crazy, fly with the planes, jump out, and, you know, to be number 8 ranking podcast of all. Jamie, who didn't hold his emotions and his struggle through the life. And that's the reason why I want to hire him. I want to talk to him. Because experienced all of this. And then I have my partner in crime, Matt Caruana, who doesn't hide, jumping from 35 meters tall building and standing in front of now thousands of kids and doing the suicide prevention. But let's go back to me. It's all this about me. So Mario Becker in the studio. So before we went for the break, Jamie, you spoke about affirmations, vision board, sauna board, which I don't know what a sauna board it is, honestly, but you know.
Sauna. So vision board in the sauna.
In a sauna.
Or in the sauna.
Yeah, I've got a sauna at home.
Like,
yeah.
like a Batman was using that sauna thing? No.
No, like the sauna, no, like hot sauna. Rocks.
Hot.
Like cedar, timber, you sit in there, you get
a
hot.
Sauna.
85 degrees.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, I was just. That's the difference. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. English again.
That's English.
why vision board? Why affirmations, Jamie, if you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, well, I was right into Anthony.
Thank you very much. That was a Rob and there's a Jamie in the studio, so please continue.
Gotcha. Yeah, so I went to an Anthony Robbins seminar a number of years ago and he mentioned it, so I started investigating. Then my first vision board was created, and on my vision board about 4 years ago, I actually put a picture of a house that I wanted to live in. I live in Kurnell. On the vision board, and it was an aerial shot with a rectangle drawn around the block.
Yes.
And I drove past that house every morning and every night on the way to work and on the way home from work. And I remember coming home with the boys from footy, my two kids, Hudson and Asher, and driving the long way home. And they're like, Dad, you know, like, let's just go home. I'm like, nah, boys, you don't understand. I'm driving past the house we're going to move into. Yeah. And every now and again, when the person wasn't home, I put my blinker on and pretend I'm going to drive in the driveway.
Yeah.
Anyway, I live in that house now, like literally that house.
That's
Are
amazing.
You for real? Yeah,
that's amazing.
I swear to God.
The exact same
Come on.
One you were visualizing.
Rob, is that true story?
Yeah. Literally,
true
story. Yeah.
So, you know, if somebody says to you, you know, you try, let's just say, help me. And I say, Jamie, I'm struggling in my life and et cetera, and you suggest affirmations, so the visions and everything else. And I say to you, come on, mate, that doesn't work. And why would I do this? What would you reply to me?
Well,
to me, Mario Beckers?
It doesn't work if you sit on your ass and do nothing. You need to, that's a big part of it. I think visualizing it is one part of it. Getting out there, taking risks and actually doing something physically is the other part. But I think visualizing, it can't, like, the thing is, the way I look at it is that it can't hurt. Like me sitting in the sauna, you know, on my phone rather than looking at my vision board, surely vision board's better than scrolling through Instagram. And when I'm walking on the Esplanade with my AirPods in, listening to my affirmations, and I've actually recorded them in my own voice, and because I read a study that said that if you listen to affirmations in your own voice, the likelihood of it sinking in can increase by 400%. So wow. I read that, so now I just listen to that religiously, and
I tell you something. I have some personal experience. A few years ago, my son has a big brain surgery. They remove him about 15% of the brain. He was having the epilepsy, and you know, that was part of the, you know, he needs to go through this, and chances are 50-50, right? Anyway, till this moment, my son, you know, was different and everything else. Now he's recovered, and you know, he's a great boy and so on. But every morning, I used to be, you know, in the bed, I said, today's going to be a great day and Matteo's going to be healthy, right? Last 6 months, he's giving me hell because I, you know, it's like, today's going to be a great day, you know, open my eyes. And he walks past my room. He said, like, well, are you psychic? How do you know? I said, like, look at dude, you know, your stitches in your head. Are you going to driving school? You know, because I told him he can never drive. He never go finish high school. Now he started medicine and he's driving car, you know what I mean? But he achieved on his own. He says to me, yeah, but that doesn't work. And he says, it's going to be a great day. What is going to be a bad day? And I said, like, listen, you're too young to understand. That's what the point it is. I think we need to be mature or accept the obstacles we face it, that we need to change something. Do you agree with that one? Or?
100%. There's bad days. I wake up in the morning with my affirmations and, you know, tell myself I'm going to have a good day. And sometimes I don't. But I suppose I think the important thing is when you're having a bad day, you need to be able to pull yourself out of that bad day quickly rather than dwelling on it. Because everyone likes to have a pity party and feel sorry for themselves. Yeah, feel sorry for yourself, but don't allow it to affect your whole day.
Rob, do you agree or no? Or that,
things go wrong all the time.
Yeah.
bad things happen to good people all the time. Bad things happen to your son. And, you know, that's no fault of anybody's. It's just bad luck and you have a bad medical diagnosis. You have a car accident. You have a crappy time at work for whatever reason. You have an argument with your missus. What I like to do is to lean into it and acknowledge that feeling and go, ooh, that doesn't do. I'm so angry or frustrated or whatever. But to Jamie's point, I just don't dwell there. But it's impossible to stop yourself getting there because you're an emotional human being. Whether you're a man or a woman, you're young or you're old, you have emotions and you have feelings. And if you're having negative ones and you know that, you should lean into that, acknowledge that, but extract yourself from it quickly and don't dwell there, because dwelling in that negativity only breeds more negativity. Yeah. And if you can extract yourself from it, you'll find more positive things are coming to you.
I was reading recently something, then Matt, you know, you can relate on this, or maybe, maybe not, but I read it. The book of the Arthur Schopenhauer is the most cynical and negative, pessimistic philosopher of 18th century. But he wrote a book, How to Be Happy, and which is principle applied today. And he says very clearly in his book, the people are not happy because they don't know precisely in detail what they want. Now, you mentioned picture of the home, which you're living right now. So we're going to have the crash party there, Rob. Thank you, Jamie, for inviting us. But the thing is, people want to do something, to want to achieve something, but they precisely don't know what they want. What do you think, Matt?
I think most people don't take the time to actually reflect on what they want. And how I say it, get clear on it within themselves. It takes time, it takes self-reflection, looking within. Most people don't want to look within.
Yes, Jamie.
I think writing it down, I think you got to hold yourself accountable. A lot of guys or girls have these goals in their head, and if they don't achieve them, it's only in their head and they've only cheated themselves. Where if you write it down, you're accountable. You look at it every day. You write down every day. You look at it every day. Reread it, whatever you got to do. Hold yourself accountable. Say every day when you go to work or do whatever you do, you're working towards a goal. And I think the key thing is as well, rather than looking at the destination as when you're going to be happy, I think you got to be happy with the process, knowing that every day you're achieving those little things every day. Because a lot of people are materialized with, when I get that Porsche, when I get that house, I'm going to be happy. Then when you get there, there's something else. So I think you got to enjoy the process.
Enjoy the process. And because like I've met so many people when they have like a distinct goal, and especially when it's a materialistic goal, right, like a Ferrari, and the hands go on that wheel and it's like, well, is this it? And does it have to be something more than something materialistic? What do you think it needs to be?
Well, back to what you just said there, I remember Tyson Fury, who's a heavyweight boxer. He grew up wanting to be the heavyweight champion of the world. Then anyway, he beat Tyson, Klitschko in Germany, and he won it. And his whole life he wanted to hold this belt, and he got it. And he said, I had that much money, it was like Christmas every day. Then he goes, is that it? There was nothing else. That he achieved the highest thing possible in boxing and fell into depression because that was his focus. When he get there, he was going to be happy. But when he got there, he's like, is this it? What's next? There was nothing.
It's a very dangerous place to be in your life as well. A lot of people don't know the story of Buzz Aldrin. So he was the second person to walk on the moon, right? And on the way back to planet Earth, he had an epiphany and realized that nothing would ever top that in his life. And when he got back to planet Earth, they had the ticker tape parades and they had all the celebrations of the second person being on the moon with Neil Armstrong and all of those things. But he fell out with NASA. He lost his job. He ended up as a used car salesman. His wife at the time called the police on him because of domestic violence, and his life just descended into disarray and alcoholism. And a lot of people don't know that story.
No, I didn't know that, Dave. No.
So you got to be really careful, to your point, Jamie, is not to peak – And if you peak, somebody with an elite mindset and somebody with a right mindset has the next mountain in front of them. Because when I scale the mountain that's in front of me now and I get there, I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to fist bump the air and I'm going to get there. But I'm going to climb down and I'm going to look up and there's an even bigger one in front of me.
Can I ask you something too? Do you talk that on your podcast like this as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not just about being better electricians.
No, but that's exactly what I'm trying to say.
It's about being better men, better business owners, better people, better dads, the whole lot. So you could essentially change electrician to carpenter or whatever. It's obviously tailored around electrical. However, it could be for anyone.
That is very interesting,
mate. I want to tune in.
Yeah, but you will need to tune in.
So
you should tune
not
in.
Related
you should tune
all.
In so we can steal some secrets of the both of them. Like public secrets. Ladies and gentlemen, listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Matt will take us on the break and James Small and Robert Brass with us in studio. Stay tuned. You'll be glad you did it.
To tune in, jump on the internet, stream live at www.alive905.com.au.
Moonlight, you're my starlight. I need you all night. Come on, dance with me. I'm levitating. You, moonlight.
Live 90.5.
For over 25 years, ATP Accounting and Taxation Professionals has been doing business accountancy, tax agency and advisory. Based in Norwest Business Park, Farid Zeki, founder of ATP, is passionate about helping clients grow their business, achieve greater profits, enjoy wealth, minimise tax, maintain cash flow and protect assets. If you are a business or individual who plans to succeed in wealth management and greater financial freedom, please call Farid on 8850-3888 or email farid@atpaccounting.com.au. He is always open for business connections and opportunities. atpaccounting.com.au, your friendly accounting and taxation professionals. Station sponsor.
Hi, it's Alan Barnes from Dural Pool Shop. Did you know you can extend your swimming season, reduce maintenance and chemicals with a pool roller and blanket from Dural Pool Shop? An extensive range of pool blankets, including Daisy Pool Covers, Australia's favourite pool cover, is available to view on our website, duralpoolshop.com.au. Or call me or one of our team on 9651 4799. With the current restrictions, why not enjoy your pool longer?
A proud station sponsor.
The mate who has a skin full of his fancy craft beers, ruining your day by the river. You know the type. Make the right call to keep your mates safe. Make sure they avoid alcohol around water. A message from your mates at Royal Life Saving.
My name is Matt Carana. I'm the most sexiest man on the planet. I'm just joking. My name is Mario Beckers.
The sexiest man on the planet.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a true privilege having guests in studio, Robert Brass from Go All In, podcast number 8, ranking globally, and James Small, who share his life story and why he started electrical co-op with Robert Brass. So we talk about visualization, right, Matt? And I do remember our very first meeting in this studio, you shared it with me as a guest, your visualization. Point what you have to make, it works. It works even you think great, positive or negative in your case, because you visualize it, right?
Yeah, I visualize it for over a year. And I think visualization, it's very powerful. And we can actually, personally, my experience, I've been able to overcome physical boundaries with my injury as well in terms of visualization. Yeah. And so I'm curious, so the house, it's one thing you visualize day in, day out. You got it on your vision board and you drove to the house regularly too.
Every day, twice a day, 2-3 times a day sometimes.
So you're
lucky.
It was relentless.
I
didn't know it was going to work. I was like, oh, if it doesn't work, it can't hurt, so I'm just going to keep doing it.
But you see, you say this with a smile on your face, and most of the guests in the studio, when they talk about their successes, they actually dismiss this thing, you know, visualization, law attraction, being positive and everything. It's hard to be positive, but like, fact it is, you can agree or disagree with me, when everybody is successful, and it brackets, right, of course, and, you know, reaching some stars, everybody knows to be the general. But, you know, when the things are hit south, you know, then, you know, true face, you can see it, like in COVID. But let's go talk about electricians, you know. Why would I become electricians? Who going to become electricians? So like, if I'm the parent of the child wants to be electrician or it's ready in trade?
Well, I suppose you got to make a huge commitment to start with if you want to become an electrician, which is not for everybody. Like, it is hard work. Well, I suppose in terms of trades, it's probably the most glamorous. It's not as labor intensive, but it is very satisfying. Obviously, we're dealing with something dangerous, which is obviously something we need to consider every day. But I suppose as a tradesman, if you wanted to move into your own business, I think the things that you need to consider are keeping yourself busy, you know, like depending on what line of work you do. If you're doing residential or commercial, you need work coming in the door all the time. So it's a constant hustle. Yeah. It's not a matter, it's all well and good. You can be busy for 2 weeks, but keeping that consistent week in and week out. We've got a few guys to keep busy, you know, so I'm always hustling, trying to find more and more work, which is at times challenging, but I enjoy it. You know, it's satisfying to know that the phone's ringing and people want us to do work for them. And if a new client comes in or a new builder, they're going to feed us ongoing
work. How
do
you helping those ones who want to make the change and difference to become electricians?
With the electricians co-op?
Yeah.
It's through case studies. So I'm by no means claiming I'm the expert. I'm the facilitator. So we're getting like Rob and I, getting the right people into the or onto the podcast and asking the questions that relate to business.
Yeah.
And I'm asking those, in inverted commas, dumb questions that electricians want to know on how they can become better business owners and electricians.
Yeah, it's a really, it's an interesting thing that happens when you bring a successful business owner on, and we have different versions of that. You know, Jamie, how many staff have you got? 9 staff at the moment?
8.
Yeah, 8 staff. So we've got other ones that have got 20 odd staff. We've had people who've got 50 staff, 100 staff. So there's a spectrum of what that looks like from a business perspective and how successful somebody is, and how did you get to the point where you had 50 staff and you scaled up to another job and you had 110 people? What did that look like? And there's some common themes amongst all of that, and those themes are what we share with the audience to help people recognize that they're not alone when they're trying to do this, because small businesses are very isolating, all-consuming thing, and sometimes you just don't know the questions to ask, and you'll hear somebody like Jamie will make a statement, or one of the guests will make a statement, and then you'll go, ah, there's a light bulb moment right there. I didn't think of that. Damn, I wish I knew that. And every now and then we have a bit of an epiphany on the show, and it's like, oh wow, that's really good. And every now and then Jamie goes, I need that service. I'm going to buy that service, and I'm going to do that thing.
Yeah.
So it's a really interesting dynamic.
I think that you guys actually just invented something new, like literally, because this is the very first time I'm hearing this electrical co-op, you know what I mean? And that anybody runs that sort of program with it to help other ones. Because when you go on events, you know, BNIs, the chambers, whatever they call them, BNXs, whatever, you know, it's all this arbitrary to sell the people, you know, to each other. But helping each other, it's a totally different cup of tea. What do you think, Matt, about helping each other?
It's very rewarding, like, so to be able to, obviously I don't know experience in what you guys do, but the ability to help one another, I believe the secret to living is giving. And you guys are a representation of that, what you do with electrical co-op.
I think it goes a step further. I would add to that, it's not just about helping people, because a co-op by its very nature, if you Google the word co-op, it's a group of farms that comes together to share resources. And we're not just helping, we're sharing. And I think there's a difference between helping somebody, because I'm helping you with an issue that you've got at hand, whatever that issue might be. But if I'm able to share my backstory, and it's the oldest form of communication. With all the technology we've got, all the social media and videos and Netflix and everything that we've got there, the thing that is the most prominent amongst all of that is you and your missus sitting down on the couch watching 9 episodes of a Netflix show in one weekend. And the reason that works is because it's storytelling. Yes. And what we're doing in the podcasting world is sharing stories. So it's different to helping, and it's different to helping somebody level up, because you're sharing the backstory to it. And that right there is something that I'm incredibly proud of. And I'm incredibly proud of Jamie for watching his development and seeing that come to fruition.
May I ask you, Jamie, you know, you're the business owner. Doesn't matter, you know, we're inventing all these names of the type of businesses, micro, you know, solopreneur, entrepreneur, all this blah, blah, blah. When you're a business owner, you're a business owner, regardless, you're one-man band on like 50 people, it's you are. That sets apart business owner, because you don't go in your office at 9 o'clock in the morning and you work in a cubicle and get paid. You know, I'm sick, and I get you, boo, boo, my life is not so good, I need to stay at home, have a temperature, you get paid. You need to continuously grind and hustle to get paid and do the work. So it's demanding. It's demanding, and people who never done this, they don't understand. Same goes for Rob and everybody else, because you know you provide services or the products and you need to be rewarded in terms of payments, but you need to find the client's priorities. Now, when somebody starts a business, what do you see as the biggest obstacle it is when they run the business?
Being consistent is a big one.
Can you just explain?
So what I mean by that is, people that are tempted to go out and work for themselves might have a month's worth of work ahead of them. I think the key is to don't burn your bridges with your employer. And like Rob and I touch on in the podcast, you might go and work for yourself 3 days a week, and you might be doing 2 days a week with your current employer subcontracting.
Yes.
Then eventually you don't need them, and it might get to a point where they start feeding you jobs that they don't want. But beyond that first month, you know, day in, day out, trying to keep work flowing through the door, particularly when you've got responsibility of staff and, you know, employees and stuff like that, you've got a responsibility as a business owner to make sure work's coming in the door. Because I look at it as I'm responsible for their mortgages, their food on their plate. So, and they're reliant. Yeah, so
don't you think that's a quality of leadership, Rob?
Absolutely, it is.
He takes the pride, ownership of the providing to his employees?
Absolutely. A lot of people would say that that's a mistake because there should be a demarcation line between the employer and the employee, but I disagree. I believe that you need to have some buy-in with your employees and your employees need to have some buy-in with the employers. If you call Jamie the boss, Jamie, you will have to duck really quickly because a right hook will be coming your way. Jamie doesn't like the word boss at all. He hates it because he's, you know, one in, all in. We're all in this together. Mm. This is not my business, this is our business. And I think that is an absolute credit to his leadership ability to be able to do that. And I think that's one of the things that really differentiates him. And that's part of the reason we're doing this co-op together.
Rob, this is my personal question. Isn't it interesting enough, when you look at the seminars about leadership, let's call leadership, there's always suited people, right? In this instance, this is the very few people I can say admiring, not because Jamie is a friend of Rob or vice versa, but I truly admire what you not doing, but you providing through your actions. But Rob, isn't it interesting that leadership is always reserved, or courses or Zoom calls, whatever it is, suited people, but people like Jamie has the most experience, more hands-on, and understand about leadership?
Well, one of the key points to leadership is people skills. You need to be an exceptional communicator, and I think one of the number one things that good leaders have is empathy. And Jamie understands how to be empathetic because you think that you're responsible for putting food on their plate. So you got to go and hustle for the work so they can eat and pay their mortgages. And you can't do that or feel that or be like that unless you have that really strong trait of empathy. And that's admirable. I don't have that level of empathy that Jamie does. I have a bit more of a solid demarcation line between the staff that work for me and what I have, you know. And I think part of the difference is the people that I hire are freelancers in my digital business and my IT business, but Jamie is dealing with real human beings that are driving around in the vehicles that he's paying for, and he sees them face to face. So there's a human connection there, which is different, because the people that I've got are freelancers, they're commoditized. If the work's not good enough, I can get rid of them.
Can I ask you something?
I'm a bit harder about it there.
Mate, imagine we call Jamie 2 o'clock in the morning and say, like, my electricity is gone off. What do you think is going to reply?
I don't know.
You want to ask a question?
Oh, a question, yeah. So, no, Jamie, and just feeding off what Rob was just saying, what do you think allows people to be empathetic? Is it their experiences? Or would you say...
I don't know. I wouldn't say... I appreciate the compliment. I wouldn't say that's my strength. I wouldn't say I feel for them. I just feel like I suppose I'm sort of contradicting myself, but I have the responsibility to do something and I don't actually feel like they feel. I just know that's something I need to do. And I suppose as we grow and get bigger, you know, there's more weight on my shoulders by having more staff. So that feeling might change. But currently I think it's manageable to have the weight of, you know, seven or eight staff on my shoulders. I think my sweet spot's 12 and I think I can still manage it that way. And
by
no means do I want the biggest electrical company in the world. I think it's manageable at 12 for just me. And I want to sort of, obviously got the electricians co-op and I want to do a few other things as well. So
do you think that mistake would be, you know, let's say your business suddenly has 100 electricians. Do you believe that the work you're doing would be not diluted, but would be that more serviceable like you do right now? You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. I don't think you can have 100 guys and have a really good relationship with all of them. There's a bad egg amongst them for sure. And like I said, my sweet spot's 12. I'm going to get to 12 and I'm going to get into something else, you know? So
interesting, eh? So what do you have for breakfast every morning before you go to for the gym?
What do I have for breakfast?
Before I go to gym.
I just have a protein shake. I used to have my 7 Weet-Bix and I cut that out about 2 years ago. I feel heaps better.
Matt, cut it off. Hey. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Jamie Small and Rob Brass. And we take a short break. It's 1:33 p.m. on now, Friday, 30th of April, 2021. Matt, take a break.
Alive 90.5.
Baby, now and then I think about me now and who I could have been. And then I picture all the perfect that we lived till I cut the strings on your tiny violin. Oh, my mind's got a mama.
vibe its own right now and it makes me hate me. I'll explode like a dynamite if I can't decide, baby. Nothing left to hold, and now I'm on a roll. Oh, 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 oh. My mind's got a mind of its own right now, and it makes me hate me. I'll explode like a dynamite if I can't decide, baby.
Area has one of the most beautiful cemeteries in the Sydney region. Castlebrook Memorial Park at Rouse Hill provides the perfect resting place for your loved ones with manicured lawns and beautifully tended gardens. They cater for people from all backgrounds and you can talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
In the market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuyers.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
22 minutes to 2 here on Alive 90.5. This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt, here with Jamie and Roy. Rob, my apologies.
You got it.
See the English, the time. English. It's the most precious commodity in our life. And inviting you, all of you, all our listeners in Australia, globally, please come on our website, alive905.com.au. Check for the podcast, Business Insights, and then you're going to find you listen. I'm inviting and imploring you to listen to this podcast with Rob and Jamie tonight after 6:30 p.m. and you're going to learn not something new, but you're going to maybe reinforce your beliefs, or maybe you're going to dismiss your beliefs. Maybe you're going to contact Jamie, but I'm pretty sure you're going to contact Rob as well, because that team together, it's just created something very, very awesome. And no doubt you're going to be amazed what results you can achieve from two people who gone through, you know, obstacles in life, right, Matt? My name is Mario Beckes, and it's a 22 minutes to the 2 p.m. and we are live on a live 904.5.
Let's uncover that in terms of
and let's take obstacles. A short break now, because
in terms of the obstacles and challenges we all face. Jamie, we briefly touched on earlier in terms of you were sleeping in a factory. you're homeless. Can I ask, firstly, how was that for you? How did you feel within yourself throughout that period of time?
Well, I didn't look at it as homeless. I still had a roof over my head. It wasn't the most desirable location. It wasn't in a factory of an office, an office of a factory. I still had a bed, still had a roof over my head, I still had a toilet. So I didn't sort of look at it as homeless. And I've never really considered it that way until you mentioned it, but I suppose I was. But that was when I met my wife, and I remember bringing her to my home, which was the factory. And I remember coming out the front and swiping the key card on this humongous gate that opened. We drove into this deserted car park.
What was going through her mind, do you think?
It was at night as well, so I don't know what she was thinking. But we pulled up into the only car park out the front of reception, swiped the swipe card, the two automatic doors open, and we walk up the stairs and walk about 50 metres down to where my bedroom was. And I had it look like a normal room, but, you know, to walk to the toilet in the middle of the night was a 50-metre walk, and to the kitchen was like a mess hall. So it was pretty scary, particularly when I was there by myself. But it's character building, and I'm glad it happened. And because I still live in Kurnell now, I drive past that site every day, two or three times a day. And it is a reminder, you know, where I came from to where I am now, and I'm very proud of it.
Would you say that that experience has allowed you to be not only stronger as a person, but also allow more empathy and passion towards what you're doing for your employees to be able to add more value to them, so, you know, to make sure that, you know, you have the job so they're busy, so they're able to pay their mortgages, so they're able to pay their debts off?
Yeah, definitely. I've that's my responsibility, but more so for my kids. I sort of drive past every day and go, "Dad used to live in there." They're like, "Really? Really? That used to live in there?" I'm like, yeah, it was pretty bad. But, and that's where, you know, your mother and I sort of, you know, became so close and ended up being married and that, you know. But
but you see, I truly believe that's a success, because, you know, we have in a life, you know, I grew up in a society that's very judgmental in ex-Yugoslavia communism. You know, you're born in a workers' family, that's what it is, boom. You can't even dream about remotely that you'd be successful, honestly. Like, you know, that's what you are. Finish the high school, go in the army 2 years, and, you know, I mean, that's your life. That's what you are. You're born and die in the same spot. Interesting enough, you live with your parents, you wait till your parents die, and then you, you know, continue living in their unit. But you were saying this with a heart, and I know it's difficult for you, but imagine what example you gave to your kids. You know, I mean, to, you know, 10 years time, they're going to make a joke of you. They're making my, you know, my one makes fun of me all the time. But the point is very, what I try to convey here, the message, it is that regardless how life hard and difficult it is, it's believing in yourself rather than believing in society is going to help you.
Yeah.
You know, a few weeks ago, I'm the ambassador of one charity, and they're doing all these homeless people. It was Martin Place, and I saw the two group of the homeless people. First one, it's really, really, really homeless, but then when the food arrived and they shared the food, there was a people in suits and women. And nobody was rude, nobody was there, but, you know, they're standing in line for the food, and I think myself, my heart was breaking, like, it's a heartbreaking moment. But the thing is, I saw the first group of people being outcasted by society, and, you know, they're unwanted, right? But then, same people, I recognize one person I saw in a coffee shop a few weeks ago, right? It was a blah, 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 and then you're standing for the soup, right? So, you have opportunity to make your life better, but you choose to stand in line for the soup. Now, there's no judgment there. What is, I'm hailing here, and I'm really saluting, it's your determination to be successful. And I believe that we meet people in life for the reason. Man, do you agree with that one?
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, so.
I would add to what you're saying, yeah, there, please. Mario, is it's a great reminder of how lucky we are here in Australia. You know, not for whatever political persuasion you might be, from the left or the right, whatever family you came from, here in Australia, if you are willing to have a go, you'll get a go, and you'll be able to dig yourself out of just about anything if you really go for it. So, you know, if people are standing in a line because they're homeless and they're getting food, the people there that are bringing the food to them are having a go, and the people there that are getting the food are getting some food in their bellies so they can go and have a go and maybe fix the circumstance that they're in. And I really believe that. I've been all over the world. I've traveled to different war zones. I've been to different places. And every time that I come back here, it always feels like really boring and not much happens here. But if that is good. That's because we live in peace and security. And if you really want to have a crack at something, you can take yourself from living in a factory to living on the waterfront in Kurnell and being really successful. It's just really up to you. The conditions that we have in this country, like or hate the government, it doesn't matter, but the conditions we have are set so you have that opportunity. And don't forget that. Just remember that. I think it's really important to reflect on that every now and then. And in the last 12 months, it's been a big reminder. You know, it's been an awful circumstance for many people. A lot of people lost loved ones because of COVID. A lot of people lost their businesses completely. It's awful. It's horrible. I get it. Bad things happen to good people all the time. But we live in an economic climate and in a physical environment here in Australia where if you have a go, you'll get a go and you have the opportunity. And that's really all you need to get started.
And that's what it's, you know, relating to the Jamie's story. Like, I will never be business owner if I stayed in Croatia. You know, my last post was diplomatic intelligence manager. You know, I will end up in a morgue anyway before my time. But, you know, when I stopped, you know, I question myself, they've done the good deed, you know. I'm married to the woman, Aussie, oi, 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 you know what I mean? She has a house, you know, a barbecue, you got beer, you got child, you know.
Such a different place.
It is, like, everything, but I feel like a parasite, you know what I mean? And my first job was, like, I literally bouncing the cab driver and the cleaning floors. And, you know, there was a moment when I hated everything. Then you come in position when you start creating something, and then you're like, look at me.
You had to go. You got to go.
But you know what? Bingo. Yeah. Life hits you because I didn't respect what I achieved.
Yeah.
But on that note, so tell me something about your work. Like, what services is your business offering?
Oh, so we do residential, commercial, real estate strata. So we've got a team of 8. We're based in the Southern Shire but work throughout Sydney.
Yeah.
So work's going really well. We've got a really tight bunch of electricians that work for us. I don't know if anyone's had the opportunity to get onto our Instagram as well. We're doing our marketing a little bit differently, so we're trying to put a smile on people's face.
I'm going to target there everywhere. I'm just going to check now. So it's going to be
at Pro Image Electrical.
Yeah, so at Pro Image Electrical on our Instagram. We've tried to do our marketing a little bit differently. We've just released a video, Call Me Maybe video, which I know a lot of other companies have done it before, but we've done it with our own words. So it's a little bit of fun. And I think guys are marketing all the same. Like, it's pretty boring and bland. And we did a professional video and, yeah, it had a few thousand views, but the Call Me Maybe funny videos had like 50 or 60,000. And
up.
I was, yeah, so it's going pretty good.
That's a good number.
And I was down at Westpac at Cronulla the other day. I was on my phone. I was about to walk into the bank to bank a check and someone tapped me on the shoulder. Big guy in a high vis and goes, call me maybe. I was like, fuck. Whereas the professional one,
sorry,
no one said
anything
about.
Sorry, Rob, what did you say? What's it called? It's like a page?
At Pro Image Electrical.
Yeah, so, yeah, we're trying to do things a little bit differently. I was inspired by another guy over in Perth doing it. We try to do things, yeah, with our own lyrics. We've got a couple of other videos coming. So it's a bit of fun. It's fairly inexpensive to do and, I'm prepared to take the piss out of myself if it means the boy's going to have a bit of work.
One of the things that I like about it is Jamie has these ideas and he tells me about these ideas, which are really like kind of eyebrow raising. Yeah. I have high eyebrows. Really, you're going to do that? He's like,
Can I play
it.
Something? That's our founder of Instagram page Pro Image Electrical. Ladies and gentlemen, take a short break and we're going to wind up this beautiful show. It's 30 minutes to 2 o'clock and the time is just flying. You're listening live 90.5 Business Insights with this awesome dude, Matt Caruana and Mario Beckes, and our guest in the studio, James Small and Robert Brass. We take a short break.
Love for me. 90.5.
9 minutes to two here on Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario and Matt. I've enjoyed these last
Did you notice this brightness in his studio where Jamie touched some lights?
Yeah,
what a true privilege, you know. True and some business heroes in Rob and Jamie. Jamie, who doesn't hide, you know, he doesn't step back and doesn't, you know, make a nice, beautiful packaging of his life, but expressing himself in a way most of us will not have the courage to do. And that's what makes him set apart from most of the business owners and most of the managers and leaders in the corporate world. On the other hand, we have the Robert Bruce, who is the number 8 world ranking, the podcaster, who never brings this to my attention. Nobody doesn't goes in the face. I know that Rob is over there. And there's a new love relationship I can see between Rob, Matt, and Jamie. They're going to be another podcast, you know. You know, I want you to hear that podcast as well. You know, how the Matt jumped from 35 meters tall building and then Spider-Man didn't work, you know what I mean? But, you know, Matt is on a road to recovery. Apart from helping the guys around, the girls around the Australia in suicide prevention, and he's not just the expert, but I say, I really know, I believe that one day you're going to walk and, you know, I mean, if nothing else, Jamie's going to give you some battery in a minute, some sparks and a rope. And before we end up, what's the, you know, who's doing these videos? What's the Rob name again on the IG account?
At Pro Image Electrical. Jamie's got a really funny video we're just looking at in the break.
Phew, he's just jumping in a pool with electricity. Like, I mean, it's always very funny.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's great marketing. It's really great marketing.
Call me baby. Well, who's singing that song?
Just call me Jamie.
Call me Jamie.
Call me Jamie.
Here's my number. Call me Jamie.
Call me Jamie. And Jamie, how the our listeners can contact you apart you providing 75% discount of the first 100 phone calls?
Please. Yeah, I'll turn my phone off for a minute. At ProImage Electrical, reach out to me on there or Facebook, or I've got my mobile number, which I'm sure you can get through the website, which is www.proimageelectrical.com.au.
Oh, that's a great one. Okay, so there's no 75% discount. It's 150% discount there. So, Rob and Jamie, thank you very much for being our guests in the studio today.
Thanks for having us.
I truly appreciate for taking time. And I know that Cornell, it's not so close. You know where the Cornell is?
That's...
That is where the rich people live.
In the ocean.
They don't breathe the dust, you know, like us. But thank you, gents, for being our guest today and inviting all our listeners in Australia and globally. You come tonight on the website alive905.com.au, where you're going to find two segments of this radio interview in the podcast. Thank you, Matt, for choosing good music today. And it's time to wind up. So, what's the weather for the weekend?
The weather for the weekend, it's going to be potentially a little bit, you know, possible showers on tomorrow and Sunday sunny.
God, anyway, it's not like... Anyway, guys, enjoy the weekend.
Straight out for you.
We are lucky. Robert Bruce and James Small. Please come on our website to Live 905. There's a podcast Business Insights with Matt and Mario and our guest today. Enjoy. Thank you for listening, guys.
Gents, it's been a privilege.
Thanks, truly. Thanks, appreciate man. It.
See you, gents. Bye
Thank
now.
You.
Bye.
Are you an experienced disability care worker? Then why not consider the benefits of working for Global, the leading disability care agency in Sydney? Agency Work offers variety to work where and when you want. If you have previous disability care work experience, a first aid certificate and driver's license, then Global is the agency for you. Global offers great rates of pay and free training courses to its own disability care staff. Check out positions vacant on the website at globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1-800-009-292. That's globalcarestaff.com or call 1-800-009-292.
Station sponsor.
Ever have that sinking feeling that you forgot to get the gas bottle filled for the barbecue or outdoor heater? Do you worry about transporting a gas bottle in the boot of your car? Kangaroo Gas has got you covered. Kangaroo Gas will deliver 8.5 kilogram gas bottles to your home or business. Call 0405 LPG LPG or go to kangaroogas.com.au. That's 0405 LPG LPG online at kangaroogas.com.au or find them on Facebook. Station sponsor.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02882 9837. insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
All the local news and all the great music.
On your sound, your community.
Alive 90.5.
Today's bulletin brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Madeline Riddell. The opposition is calling on the government to establish fit-for-purpose quarantine sites to replace existing hotel quarantine, which they say isn't working. Political correspondent Amanda Kopp reports.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says in light of COVID-19 outbreaks stemming from hotel